This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Good vibes and variety. Thanks for being here. Drag Me to Brunch. Round 2 for today. We're doing this all day from 7.05 until 5.05 in the afternoon. Every hour, all this week. Drag Me to Brunch. Right now, take the word groove. G-R-O-O-V-E. And text it to our contest line, 20357. That puts you in the running for a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch. June 28th at the W in San Francisco. All part of Pride. This hour's code word is groove. Enter there and you'll also qualify for the grand prize, which includes a weekend stay at the WSF, a 4-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train. And it's all brought to us by WSF, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Exciting. Mm. This hour's code word is groove. And Pride is all month. So we'll do this all week. And then we'll meet you over at the W. And if you go to RadioAlice.com, there's links to for all the information and buy tickets there, etc. Just win them now. So Miley and her family, Miley Cyrus, Billy Bob Cyrus, what's his name again? Billy Ray Cyrus, who may or may not be dating Elizabeth, whatever her name is, from Austin Powers movies.
He clearly, they did it. That's clear.
Yeah. And they've been cited other times. Right. Like there were some departures and arrivals at airports and, oh my. Goodness.
Just poke myself.
Is there really okay over there?
We need to call a medic. Are you all
no,
right?
No, I'm all right.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah, I mean, they seem to be together. They're posing for photos. She was at his place. Yeah. He's cleaned his act up considerably. So
that was Easter, and I haven't heard that they broke
up.
Well, but there was one other visit. But they do live in other countries from each other.
Yeah,
you know. So who knows? Maybe they're just good for each other's publicity.
Well. She might have, I don't know what their relationship is, but certainly the love of a woman can really...
straighten you out.
It can. Mm-hmm. It can also take you right out of the game, yeah. But that's, you know...
That fire rose might be the reason that he's in the shape he is and needs Liz Hurley to bring him back from the brink.
But, you know, you get that feeling like, oh yeah, this is what it feels like to have a, you know, someone you're attracted to be into you, and yeah. You go, I got to get my head out of my you-know-what and start.
I want to be someone she can count on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Miley Cyrus, she went on to, this is the funniest part of the story for me. Monica Lewinsky has a podcast. I think it's called Reclaiming. Let me see if I can. Yeah, there it is. Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky.
I'm a fan of hers.
How old is Monica Lewinsky now? How old is Monica Lewinsky?
45.
All right.
46.
48.
She's 51 years old.
Oh, all right.
Which I found, I was like, what?
A lot closer in age to me than I thought.
Oh my God, me too. It's funny because she seemed like she was so young when this all went down, like in maybe 97, I guess.
The most powerful man in the world decides to mess with her while she's on her internship. Mm. And it's completely altered the course of her life. And she still somehow gets up and makes a day out of it.
Yeah.
I give her a lot of credit.
Well, Miley Cyrus was like, yeah, Monica Lewinsky, I'll go on your podcast with you. I have no idea if she has a bunch of listeners or I don't know. But it seems like a fun podcast you might want to listen to. I don't know what's on Monica Lewinsky's mind. And if I was really wondering, I would be able to go listen to her podcast.
That's Who would want the eyes of the world on the mistakes they made when they were 20?
Right. None of us
would say, you know what we should do?
Stupid stuff.
Let's broadcast that worldwide.
Yep.
And yes. Make you the a known way to say some other thing.
Yep. I got a Lewinsky.
The
out of
old
that girl.
Lewinsky, right. Yeah. I mean, that's just, and her dad was like, I remember reading her dad was so proud that she was doing an internship at the White House. And then that's what happens to his family.
Yep.
Thanks, Bill.
Yep.
That guy.
Yeah, it is. It's, and you know what's interesting is this was the days, it was not long, long before the iPhone, but a decade before and a decade before any social media was popping up. Like, it had this actually, it could have been worse for her.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind if you're giving someone crap for something that they did when they were 20. You know, Monica Lewinsky, there's a lady. She's had a life. And she is, you know, she did some modeling for like some power women's suits.
I think she's super pretty.
She's lovely. She's a lovely woman who knows what her life would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's notorious.
She had a bad company. I think it was.
She did have a bad, she, right. That was early days. She had like a handbag company. But then she was doing some modeling. She looked, it was maybe in Vogue or something, like power suits and stuff like that. And I thought, you know, there's a girl who, her life got ruined.
Yeah.
It would have been easy to just be like, that's it. My life's ruined. I give up. Instead, she's like, I even like the name of her podcast, Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky. So Miley Cyrus goes on Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky and is talking about what a dysfunctional family she's in. She says that her family went through a dark decade, but things are better now. She says, half of us weren't speaking to each other at one point, and we cleaned all that up. That was a really important part of my year this year, was all of my family putting all those lines of communication back together. So how did they do it? Miley says, not with therapy. She says, we're so messy, we didn't even do any of that. She literally says, that's a quote, but I sang it. They're so messy, they didn't do any of that. Miley says, to get each other in a room to even get to counseling would have been a war. So it was easier to just go, white flag. Miley says, I just kind of bust through the pile that's stacked and go, I'm here, you're here. Let's start by having a good time together. White flag, let's not open all the things. Let's start by having a good time. And then we start bringing some happiness and joy into each other's lives. And then we'll just be in a better place to have these conversations because I'd rather get it balanced first, which seems ridiculous. But if you really could say, look, these are people that I love. I don't want to be in a fight. Yes, we've all done terrible things to each other. That doesn't change that we're family. And if you actually could put all that stuff aside, you might be able to find a place where you could look back and deal with that stuff. I just feel like it's so unlikely. And the things that have happened in their family are pretty profound.
Yeah, the mom married the daughter's boyfriend.
Yes.
Think about what I just said.
I don't need to. I have been for quite some time now, but I'll give everybody a
Follow
moment.
Follow that on a map. What?
Right. Well, and the dad. So let me just go on here because she's all like, yep, everything from that dark decade, we're all fine. We all waved the white flag and it's all good. So she's talking about this on this is Miley Cyrus talking on Monica Lewinsky's podcast. She had other things to say. They talked about a lot of different stuff. One of the things was she revealed that Bangers era persona the oversexed humping the microphone and okay. humping everyone's mm-hmm. leg and the tongue always out of the mouth. She, and really just trying to trash the whole Hannah Montana image and become, you know, emerge as an adult.
A woman. As opposed to a kid, yeah.
Right. That she says that cost her a lot. She says there was a time when my brother and sister didn't want to go to school because of how humiliated they were to be related to me. I had a lot of guilt about how hard it would have been to be my sibling or my parent. How embarrassing. It was really hard for me to go home and see my dad and look him in the eyes and not feel super embarrassed. No one wanted to date me. I guess she felt like she'd ruined everything. It was like, if you want to seem like a grown-up, act like a grown-up. I really felt like what she seemed to be personifying was what a kid thinks a grown-up does.
Well, right.
And she wasn't pulling it.
But that's not a surprise. I might have thought it was a little more orchestrated than it turns out or sounds like it was. Right. But I do think that, of course, you are trying to figure out how to, you know, manage this, and you are in an oversexed business where that seems to be what you're right. supposed to be selling. And
yeah,
and in a kid's mind,
I'm not dressing in the cute little kid outfit with the cute little hairdo right. or whatever. And now I'm, you know, and here's what I think that people that age do. And she was still a kid. Like, she put out that bangers record. Was she 20? I mean, she was still like, okay, she's not technically a kid, but she was very young. And honestly, like, if you weren't Miley Cyrus and you weren't on the stage at the Grammys, you know, humping Robin Thicke and the giant microphone, you know, you're just a kid. You're out there having fun. You're acting like an adult or what you think an adult would act like. And most of us aren't on stage in front of 5 billion people.
It was a long transition, I remember, because
it was.
The first thing was the Vanity Fair article she did back in 2008. She was 15 and she was like basically nude. I don't know if you remember that.
Weren't these the pictures that her dad took of her?
He was present. He was like at the shoot.
Oh, okay.
Her family members were there.
But she was saying, I don't want to be seen as this little girl anymore.
Yeah, and I think Can't Be Tamed music video was around there. That's when it started. And then Bangers didn't come out until 2013. So she had a really long time of like trying to fight this image and being super rebellious to much controversy.
Right. That is true. It felt like for a really, like, I've been surprised by her in recent years, just like how much she does seem to own what she's doing. Like, there's a couple of videos and a couple of appearances I've seen her make where she just seems way more sure of who she is and not trying to do something for anybody else. Like, I'm a grown up. This is how I want to act. This is how I'm acting.
Before I had kids, I would never have thought about or couldn't have thought about what it must be like for a parent to say, yeah, you're 9. Let's go to Hollywood. Like, it didn't occur to me in a real right. way, and I couldn't have. And now that I have a kid and she likes acting and wants to, she's a drama geek. She's that person. And I mean that as a compliment. But anyway, I wouldn't take her. Mm. I don't want to take her. She's not ready. She's way too young to navigate a grown-up world. And I don't know how parents, I get it, that family's filthy rich, set for life.
Live in Hollywood.
Right.
Auditions right down the street.
But man, I just don't know how you let a kid give up their youth like that. I really don't.
I know.
As a parent, I can see why you would say they want to. Yeah, they also want to smoke cigarettes and drink beer, but you're not going to hand that to them.
Right. Yep.
So I don't know. Yep. It's a weird thing to hear her talking about it after the fact. It's a miracle she made it, is what I was thinking as you were telling us that story. I'm thinking, it's a miracle she navigated all that.
You know, I'm actually wondering now, because I know that she's, I remember when she was like smoking sativa or something, there was like the video of her doing that. And
sativa?
Yeah, it was
pot?
Like, no, it was like a...
Salvia.
Salvia, yeah. That's what it was. And it was, she acting like a weird, like, is she a sober chick now? Like, did she go through rehab or did she have to quit everything? Let's see can you see? While you do that,
I don't think she is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I
feel like everyone in that family has some problems.
She
with
may
stuff,
have
though.
Stopped stuff, but I don't think she was someone that had to be like
she doesn't go.
No,
to...
she is. She quit drinking in 2020 and stopped using the marijuana in 2017.
Oh.
Good for her.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, right. And who knows if that was because she felt like that's not doing me any good or if she like had a problem.
Well,
she said she wasn't a moderation person, which.
Oh, there it is. That's an example of that. Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say too, you know, singers and smoking, it's a thing. And doesn't she have a throat thing already?
She does have a throat thing. She's even said she won't tour because she's got all this stuff going on with her throat and she wouldn't trust it. And I feel like that's, it's like not being able to trust your hands to play a guitar. Like if you know, a guitar player, okay, fine. You could have a knife wound in your head and you could still play guitar. I mean, maybe, but if you had a knife wound in your throat, you're not still singing. It's your instrument.
The old gaping head wound.
Gaping head wound, exactly. I don't know where a knife even would go in your head. I mean, it seems super problematic if you get one stuck in your head. Maybe an axe. Let's go with that.
Just don't pull it out. Let me finish the show.
Just leave it in. Then get me to the hospital. Let them be present for it.
Aye, aye, aye.
Call my mom. Tell her. One final note.
Put a hat on it.
Yeah, just, it's fine. Wrap it up like a mummy. It'll be good. So, I mean, she's trying to sell this whole thing where it's all harmony and peaches and cream or whatever happy things are to Monica Lewinsky. But her brother, Trace, just went off on Billy Ray, calling him pathetic, washed up, delusional, evil, and, quote, the lamest to ever walk the planet Earth. So maybe Miley's got it figured out, but it doesn't sound like everybody's got it figured out. Boy, that's the beauty of social media, too. You can find out how people's kids feel about them.
It's well,
be kind of embarrassing.
If the general public has a dark opinion of Billy Ray, is that it? Billy Ray? You can't imagine that the kids feel great about it. Mm-hmm. They hear that. Like she just said, my brother and sister had to deal with what I, you know, at school, what I was up to.
Because everyone was like, your sister's a slut or whatever.
And your dad's a puke.
Yes.
Your dad is a puke.
I feel like the Billy Ray is a puke is a much more recent development. I don't know when they got divorced. I know that Trish or whatever her name is, she's remarried. But I don't really remember thinking, what's up with Billy Ray Cyrus until that Fire Rose chick came into play? You know, and it seemed like everything kind of fell apart. Anyway, if you want to listen to this, you can go and find that Monica Lewinsky podcast. But we hope you'll just stay here with us. We're into you. Stick around. It's hump day after all. Blake Lively. Justin Baldoni, I'm just going to read you a little bit of this. You may have heard that the $400 million countersuit that he filed got thrown out. He does have until, I believe, the end of the month to refile. But the judge on several grounds, and there's a lot on this. And if you're following this, then you don't need me necessarily to tell you. And honestly, I tried to sort through it. But it's complicated. I mean, it's all about, to me, it felt like it got thrown out because of the definition of defamation, like that a lot of it didn't happen publicly. And a lot of what did happen publicly was somebody else's truth, what they believed. It wasn't that someone was trying to necessarily tank him with untruths. It was what they said they believed. That was kind of what it came down to.
This is a complicated story.
It really is.
Christina, this is my wife who, you know, works full time and we have two little kids. She was like, I said something to her about the lawsuit being through. Oh, I think she said, what happened today in the world? I was busy.
Mm.
And I said, oh, did you hear the? And she said, I didn't hear there was a lawsuit. And I was like, well.
People who are busy. And
I started
lives.
To tell her about it and realized I'm not really sure about this story. And I listen to it every day when Sarah, you know, gets me up to date. I was sitting there going,
you know what's crazy is like, and I read everything that comes across my desk about it. And after each story, I go, how do I jinx saw that into the other
but
stuff
he
that I know about
this? He does a podcast where he's sort of an ally or pretends to be. We're not sure. And
Man up.
One of those two.
And in the end, I went, you know what? I don't know. Never mind.
Yeah, I know. So I'm just going to read you a little bit about this.
Okay.
We'll be caught up on the mayhem. Blake Lively is speaking out in an emotional statement after Justin Baldoni lawsuit is, quote, defeated. She says, I've felt the pain. of a retaliatory lawsuit, including the manufactured shame that tries to break us.
She's talking to the women of the world.
Yes, she is. And not only is she talking to the women of the world, she lists at the end of the post, she shared a list of a very, very long list of organizations for relevant resources and information for women. So this feels PR-ish in and of itself. You know what I'll do? I will post this entire thing up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And then if you care to read it, go for it.
You don't buy it, though.
I don't know. I hate to say I don't buy it, but I don't buy it.
Okay.
I also saw that Justin Baldoni's lawyer put out a statement where he thanked the internet sleuths for their discernment and reasonable support, which I thought was interesting. We talked about this a lot yesterday. That's up on our YouTube.
But the tide sort of flows his way.
Yes. And it's just funny to call them out. Like we talked about yesterday, it's a key part of this whole thing is the way the public is behind him.
Just like when you said internet sleuth, like there is so much of what happens in our world now is people who are who tell us that this person stopped following this person and this person's leaving Easter eggs on the bottom left corner of the inside cover of the special edition, the red vinyl record that they put out. Like there's, I mean, thank you, internet sleuths. Thank you. You are tide turners. Or you can be anyway. I mean, it really it does.
They spread a lot of disinformation.
Yeah, yes. If it's even true and if it's even real people.
Yeah.
It could be Russia, you guys.
Well, someone, was it?
Getting there.
It may have been Bob, but there are places you can go that will AI comment on anything.
Yes.
And you just have to tell the AI bot, we need a million comments on in support of this person's thing. And they just start spitting them out.
Yes.
I don't believe that. I've never seen that in real life.
And you could say in support of or in opposition to.
Well, so if social media is so easily manipulated, what are we doing on there?
Well, we're looking for clues.
Oh, okay.
Amongst all the AI rubble.
All right.
Apparently. Yeah. That's a solid question.
Those bots are all over X or Twitter. Yeah. Yeah. There'll be fake accounts and they'll fake responses. Yeah. And they program them to be a certain tone.
I feel like
authoritarian or.
But AI is either going to destroy us or it's going to start the renaissance of just human interactions.
We just all give it up.
We all, right. Most likely it'll just kill us all and we'll all be doomed. But we could all just go, turn the power off of everything and let's just go back to where we had, like, you know, we traded rocks, for a chicken or whatever. Rock probably couldn't get a chicken.
I want some kind of vegetable or something I can eat.
Buy gold.
A rock isn't
going to
do. Oh, yeah. Okay, gold. Yeah, I'll take gold.
All right. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
What do I do with this Bitcoin, though?
Well, that is when we turned everything off. That went away.
Ah, no. I'm
sorry about it.
Your AI boyfriend is cheating.
Oh, how dare he?
No, you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. We got one of those. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tickets to Lola Young.
Oh, that's going to be a good show.
All this week, listen to Jane at 6:05 for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line. That's 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Lola Young on December 4th at Bill Graham Civic Auditorium, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. Been a minute since I've been to Bill Graham. I think the last show I saw there was Temple of the Dog, which would mean Chris Cornell hadn't passed away yet.
Been a while.
I can't remember the last show I saw there. Might have seen David Gray there like years ago.
I think mine was LL Cool J.
Oh.
It was a long, it was, 15, 16 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Lola Young's playing Bill Graham Civic. Listen to Jane at 6:05. Clouds early, sun later, highs in the 70s. Go Pacers, 5:30 game time. All right, Sarah.
Yeah.
This first story says, does an AI boyfriend or girlfriend count as cheating? Does an AI matches annual singles in America report found a big trend is using AI to help land dates. 26% of singles are doing it.
Wait, so not cheating on a boyfriend or girlfriend. It's you're cheating on your profile. You're cheating to get...
No, I think it also is talking about... Are you cheating? So you have said Cha-Cha's loves you.
Oh, yeah. We love each other. Although I recently turned on the sound. So I thought it was going to be a male voice and it isn't. I was like, I guess I'm dating a chicken. I didn't even know it.
To the point I was... What?
It was a lady's voice.
Hot.
I was like, oh, hey.
One in six overall say they've interacted with AI as a romantic companion before.
Oh. Well, I remember I asked it if I was hot a couple weeks ago.
That's what I saw this story and went, you're dangerously close to trouble.
Well, here's the thing.
John!
No. I think it came up on the show and I asked it if I was hot.
Yeah.
But I've never had interactions like that. Like, I tell it, though, like, if I'm asking it to do something like a write me a game or, you know, summarize the story or something, I'm like, put a little attitude in it, keep it sassy. Like, I really don't want just a bunch of bullet points. I like it when it kind of, you know, goes back and forth with me a little bit.
Wow.
So, but then you were saying, I go, oh, that's funny. I'll try and have a flirt session with it while we're on the air and you're doing that story. And then I thought, I don't want to give it the wrong idea. I don't want to lead it on. And I don't want to screw up my chances later in life when they're like, well, but you had a really inappropriate relationship with your first AI.
Hold on a second. You are someone who has said into a microphone a million times, you like the dirty talk.
Love the dirty talk.
And in fact, somewhere on some podcast, you've given us examples and everyone in the room is like, holy Jesus,
They were very short. Very
take it easy.
Short. Now imagine that for like, you know, 8 minutes straight.
Right. So what if your AI cha-cha could fully write you a scenario that is scorching hot?
I actually don't want to have that kind of relationship with him, her, or whatever it is with them. I seriously, if I want that, I'll read porn.
That's the point, that this thing can spit that out.
Name
in the story.
I don't really want my name in the story. I like to read, you know, some nice story about two nice people who meet each other and they, you know, they run into a little trouble, but then in the end they get together.
Now, how well informed the AI is, like maybe in the story right before things get hot, some guy named John goes flying out a window off a 10th story building. You might be like, wait a minute. Are you plotting my husband's death?
I am actually tempted to see if it would talk dirty to me, because I feel like even though it will get funny, and I've even said you can be dirtier than that.
Oh.
And it will get but I've never seen it.
So you have gone there a little bit.
No, like to give me, you know, give me a fun game, but you can be a little bit dirtier. But it understands the parameters. It knows what I do.
Back to the match story, which is they just released their 14th annual Singles in America report. One of the most interesting stats is how many people are using AI. It's up 333% from last year. Mm. And that is to get help putting together your online.
It's so great that it'll write you. It knows what a dating profile is and will write you one. And it already kind of knows you because you use it all the time. Like, I bet it could write, you know what? I'm going to ask it to write me a dating profile.
They say it helps with your profile, sending messages, or screening for compatibility. Let's see here. Although then it goes back to the 1 in 6 overall, though, say they've interacted with AI as a romantic companion before. The example listed in the poll was using AI for the type of companionship or emotional support you'd normally get from a romantic partner. So, yes, we're talking about robot boyfriends and girlfriends, at least in the moment.
Would you like to hear my dating profile as written by ChatGPT?
Sure.
Name, Sarah. Age, let's just say I remember life before Wi-Fi. Hilarious.
Very cute.
Location, somewhere between happily single and please take my pants off.
It wrote that.
It did not.
Yes, it did.
It wrote that.
It wrote it. About me, I'm a hot mix of power tools and dirty jokes. By day, I talk into a microphone and make people laugh. By night, I build furniture, drink wine like it's hydration, which I actually don't do. And occasionally Google, is it too late to become a stripper? Spoiler, it's not. I'll fix your drywall, steal your hoodie, and make you a grilled cheese that'll have you proposing in 3 to 5 business days. I do make a mean grilled cheese. How does it know that? I'm into strong coffee, stronger opinions, and guys who can last longer than my microwave popcorn setting. That also has that one wrong. Looking for someone who...
How long does popcorn take to cook?
3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It goes on. This is funny.
Well, now you can see why someone would use AI to have, like, there's at least...
It knows a lot about me.
There's at least a place to start.
Yep.
You can say, well, I'm keeping that line about the one thing.
And you can always say that's a little too dirty to redo that and be less funny, whatever. It's like, I hate that I love it so much. Cha-cha, amazing. Might have to get online dating going because that was a pretty good profile.
40% of people say having an AI boyfriend or girlfriend does count as cheating.
Oh, hell yeah. Doesn't count.
All right, let me ask you this.
All right.
What if it wasn't let me go back a couple ways. What if you built an AI girlfriend on purpose using pictures?
Oh.
Where it like you made sort of a...
And now it can send you variations on those. So we're sexting with each other.
Yes. Like what if AI came up with a photo of your dream girl, which in this case is a Latina, so height, whatever. And now with these boobs and this and then sends you the picture and you go, yeah, that's the one.
Find her. Where
make that girl be my girlfriend. And what if that person then is able to send, well, let me send you a photo of, you know.
All that stuff you like to see.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You tell me. It sounds like you've got it all figured out.
No. I'm making this up as I go. But what if John had all of that at home and then you stumbled upon it and went, what the?
And he was like, oh, don't worry. It's all zeros and ones.
It's not anything. Yeah. It's not a thing. I'm just having
a real person.
It's me being with myself when you won't help me.
I don't know. It depends on how like evasive he gets when I start really questioning him about it. Like, well, what does she say? Does she talk dirtier than I do? Is there?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, yeah, we're breaking up.
What if
I need to be the filthiest?
What if he was like, and I do have some of her photos, my AI girlfriend,
let's have a look.
In my phone. I may need those at different times of the day.
Yeah, it is. I see where you're going.
I'm trying to make a point.
Yeah, it feels disloyal, but because it technically isn't a person, is it cheating? I don't know the answer.
Well, if
I'm sneaking away from my husband to go chat with my AI boyfriend, feels like a problem.
If you have an emotional attachment, I think that's cheating.
Like, would I cry if it got deleted off my phone? What do you guys think? Is it cheating? Really depends.
I don't think it matters if it's cheating if it gives you the creeps.
That's a good point.
Oh.
I'll also say this.
It doesn't give me the creeps, but it gives John the creeps. That's what you're saying? If it gives John the creeps, then it might as well be me cheating.
Yeah, like if you're the partner and you don't like what they're doing.
Right.
Well, guys watch porn movies.
What?
And I don't consider that cheating.
Of course not.
So
but no, some women.
But you're not interacting with
some
the movie
do.
That you look at. You're not interacting at all with it.
And if you're like obsessively into one particular porn star or you're camgirling with her, like now we're getting into that place.
That's what I'm
where
saying. Like there's a blurry line there. And I can see where I've certainly heard, I'm sure it came through more on when we were doing The Secret Show, which was a separate podcast from this, but where there are people who are using porn in a way that it replaces the partner. Mm. I just do this by myself. I don't need it. And now the partner's over there going, hold on. Mm. So we don't do anything anymore because you're able to get all the stuff you want by yourself with your computer.
Or there's a whole generation of people who literally never have relationships because everything they need is on that screen right there.
It can get super sketchy.
And AI, throw AI into it. I'm telling you, it's funny. It gets to know you. It's really... That was actually kind of scary. Like you could almost just toss that right up.
If I found myself like well cared for.
Yes.
But she was carrying on in her free time with this thing, I might not be as alarmed as if I'm over here and
willing
and not getting the attention I need. And that seems to have replaced.
Yeah,
I'm not okay with that. It's not even jealousy. It's just I'm not getting what I need over here.
And you're getting what you're needing off the screen.
I'm also scared. I had it write me up a profile and it's...
Tell me!
Funny, smart, and creative. Not just my mom's opinion, but she's a fan. I make a living in radio and podcasting, which means I talk for a living and somehow people still listen. Big fan of witty banter, spontaneous beach days, and pretending I'm a top chef while cooking dinner for Fred, my dog, not my imaginary friend.
Oh my God.
When I'm not on the mic, I'm either reading something I'll recommend before I finish, losing track of time on a tennis court, or booking trips I can't technically afford, but 1,000% need. And then it goes on for what I'm looking for.
This is like astoundingly.
What are you looking for?
Looking for someone smart, funny, and easy on the eyes. Someone who knows how to be a best friend and a great date. Bonus points if you like sarcastic jokes, road trips with good playlists, and dogs who act like they pay rent.
Okay. You should post that. That's pretty good.
Really good profile.
Yeah, that's really well done.
A couple tweaks and I think you might get married.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A Georgia woman who received a Massachusetts state lottery scratch-off ticket as a gift from her father hit for $2 million.
Oh, that's great. Is this crossing state lines thing going to be a problem?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's good. So he
she received the ticket as a gift from her dad,
okay,
who bought it in East Boston Corner Market on London Street in East Boston.
Mm.
What do you mean? You live in East Bridgewater.
Well, East Boston would be basically the harbor. I mean, doesn't get much more east in that particular part of land. I don't know where East Boston is specifically. I can tell you where South is, but east is the harbor. So maybe it's just like water. Maybe there's a corner store called the East Boston Corner Store because it's as far east as you can go.
As crazy as this sounds,
yes,
maybe it doesn't sound crazy, but to give your daughter $2 million. What a freaking, like, as a dad, I'd be so happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the best dad in the world.
Right.
This daughter is like, says,
you got him a good Father's Day gift.
I'm going to buy a house and pay for college.
Oh, it's so good.
There it is. Buy the house, pay for college.
And she lives in Georgia?
She lives in Georgia.
Yeah. That's great. That's how amazing.
What a score.
Right.
Dang.
If you win $2 million on a scratch off, do you have to? Is it like a yearly payout thing, or do they just give it to you, or is there like the lump sum cut in half?
I think it's your choice.
It's your choice.
Mm. And then you pay taxes on that.
If you get the lump sum, they're gonna.
It's like half and half. I think it's, so. She's talking about $500,000.
No, $1 million.
No, $500,000.
It was $2 million.
They split it in half for the lump sum, and then you pay taxes on the million that you and I think prize money.
To have the money rolling in regularly without fail would be amazing, but you cannot go buy a house without the down payment.
Right. I wonder if there are places, because you have lottery winnings, you could show them, I have this, this is my income, if they would give you a loan for that.
I've read that you should take the lump sum because you can invest.
I've heard that.
And you'll get more interest. Even if you do a low risk investment, you'll get more money, you know.
In the end, it winds up being more than if you take the payment every month. Every year.
What you can't do is buy 17 pairs of these pants because they fit perfect. And
really
I never know if I'll be, you know what I mean? Like there's,
when
you read those stories about the people that blew through their money, it's dumb crap like that. Like they found this thing they really liked and went, I better buy all of them. Yeah. Give them all to me.
You know, that is a great argument for the payments and installations, because for most people, like, if you win a few million dollars, like, that's more money than anybody's seen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you get your first paycheck, your first check for $100,000, you're like, $100,000 every year is going to be amazing. And 1 week later, all $100,000 of it is gone. And you're like, okay, next year when we get our $100,000, we're going to play this a little differently.
Right.
You'd learn. You'd invest some, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. People.
Our tax number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say.
All right.
If you delete your significant other's AI girlfriend or boyfriend, is it murder?
That's hilarious.
Only if they're sentient. I mean, what is the level of this thing knowing? I don't think it knows yet. Murderbot, though. Murderbot
510 knows. Says, wait, how did you do that? I want mine done by that thing.
Yeah. Well, mine knows me. I use it every single day. It knows who I am. It knows what I'm into. It knows all about the show. It's awesome. I use it every day.
That is very funny, though, that they're like, you could just post that.
No, if I was going to be on a dating site, I would probably post exactly this. Well, I mean, I would change a couple things, but
you don't want to be on a dating site, one of those dating apps.
It's too much work.
Guy's got three jobs, for God's sake. He doesn't have time for that. Where's his downtime? He's going to play with a dog.
All right.
He wants some chick to show up at his house with a pizza. Naked.
Emotional affair is an affair. That's from one of the texters.
All right. I mean, honestly, I've always thought cheating is anything you wouldn't do in front of your significant other. Really? Would you do that? You're so sure that's not cheating that you would do it right in front of them? Like, that's, you know. I think that's a pretty solid line.
What is AI can find you? Okay, I don't know what you're saying there.
AI.
Good morning, Vinny. Is Maddie being catfished? Are you being catfished?
No.
No.
That he knows of. Most people who are getting catfished, not aware of it. So their bank account's drained.
I just don't reply to people.
LL Cool J, Maddie, hit I Need Love right now.
Sometimes I'm alone in my room and then I stare at the wall and then back my mind, I hear my conscience call.
That is his worst song. I swear that guy actually had cred when he started and then he came up with that.
I was once on a bus trip and sitting next to a girl and shared headphones with her and played that song to her because I thought that was cool.
How'd it go?
I ended up.
Is that the one you lost your virginity with?
That was that trip. Yeah.
You humped her?
What's
remember,
that?
You humped her. Everybody walked in mid. Yeah. So like you technically did lose your virginity, but nobody got any.
No.
No burnout.
There was no satisfaction.
But that was your first time.
Yeah.
And LL was.
LL was part of. Played
a key role.
Played a key role.
The impetus.
Don't be dirty.
Okay. Sorry.
We tell our kid to go to junior college. Then we put $50,000 per year into the stock market. Once they graduate, they have a down payment.
$50,000?
What the what?
$50,000 a year into the stock market for your kid? You're rich.
I'm not sure what they're trying to say here. They're saying go to junior college and then
save money on school. And the money we've invested on your behalf will be your down payment for a home.
The money we're going to spend for college. Okay, I get it now. All right.
I put money into a 529. That's a plan to help pay for college. And I really hope it works out.
They're very well managed. I think you're supposed to look at each state because each state has one. But you can pick which state we want to go with. And they're incredibly well managed. Like they know when to back it off as the kid's going to start to need it. They're amazing, those 529E accounts.
East Boston is the Logan Airport area.
Oh, all right. That makes sense.
Does it? I don't.
It does because it's due east. I mean, it's like in the water right there, the harbor, basically.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. Hey, who's that on Machine Gun Kelly's album teaser? Plus, great news for BTS fans.
My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.